Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
I thought I was safe. I thought by playing Marcia against Stella Bronson, I could make her keep her promise not to have me charged. And I don't know what's up, but I'm in deep water. I was pounced on this morning by a sergeant of police and hauled off to Regent Street. And that's where I am now. In with a mean-looking customer called James, an inspector. Marcia and Jeff and Angela Tennant have made their accusations. If only I knew exactly what. And I have to keep my head, I have to keep cool. I might still have a chance if I don't lose my head.
Four felonious accusations have been made against you, Palmer. Embezzlement on two occasions, the attempted murder of Mrs. Angela Tennant, and negligence contributing to the death of Cressida Bendigo. We'll take the most serious first. Why did you try to kill Mrs. Tennant?
But it's fantastic. What has she said? When am I supposed to have tried and kill her?
You deliberately crashed your car into a concrete pylon of a bridge, crossing...
Angela Tennant's mad. She's insane. Look up the records of that crash. She was hardly hurt, and I nearly killed myself.
I've already looked into the records, and I'm bound to admit they bear you out.
Now listen to me, Inspector. Angela Tennant's a neurotic. She drinks brandy from morning till night. For all I know, she keeps a bottle under her bed. She sees more pink elephants than...
Just let's assume she only imagines you tried to kill her. Let's even assume she knows you didn't try to kill her. Why would she charge you with it now?
Because she's what they used to call a woman scorned.
Like that, eh?
It's been terribly embarrassing. You can ask the caretaker at the flats where I live. She used to come barging in all hours of the day and night. I just couldn't get rid of her.
Do you deny that you tried to get rid of her in a car accident?
Deny it? Good Lord, I've never heard anything so utterly preposterous. If I tried to kill anyone, would I risk killing myself, too? I was laid up for weeks. For a few days, they didn't know whether I'd live or die.
I've looked into that, too.
Well, I should make a complaint for even being accused of such a thing.
You can go for your life, as far as we're concerned, Mr. Palmer.
Well, I take a poor view of being dragged round here to listen to a lot of rubbish.
Very well, we won't prolong our discussion of the car accident.
I should darn well think not.
But if you don't mind, there are one or two other things we'll get into. Where were you on the 16th of January last year?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Were you at Port Kensington?
No.
Were you at the Port Kensington post office for the purpose of taking a box there under the name of Joseph Barker?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you forge the signature of B.J. Puller, authorizing Geoffrey Pilgrim to draw checks for Joseph Barker?
If you took the trouble to go over the transcript of evidence at Jeff Pilgrim's trial, you'd find that Benny Puller testified the signature on that letter was genuine. What more do you want?
Mr. Palmer, I've already been over the transcript of evidence given at Pilgrim's trial.
Then what in the name of fortune are you getting at? That's all I'd like to know. I haven't tried to murder anyone, and I haven't done any embezzling. What the devil have you got me here at all for?
Don't play down the law to me, Palmer, do you mind? You've also been accused of forging Marcia Pilgrim's signature to an order on her firm for £1,000.
Yes, I admit that. I bought £1,000 worth of shares for her, and as far as I know, she has them this minute.
You bought nothing. You were given the shares by a girl named Stella Bronson.
I paid for them.
What with?
My own check for £1,000, of course.
What if the Bronson girl denies it?
If she denies it, what was she doing, giving me the shares?
So we're left with the death of the late Mr. Cressida Bendigo.
What do you know about that?
At the moment, not quite enough. But I shall when a certain Dr. McIndoe gets back from abroad.
Inspector, you must believe me. I don't know what Angela Tennant's told you, but the woman's out of her mind.
Is that so? Well, goodbye, Mr. Palmer. We won't be needing you any more at the moment.
I did everything I could for Tressida Bendigo, everything.
I'm sure you did. You can go now. But if you should suddenly decide to leave town, I can tell you you'd be wasting your time. You'd better stick around, old man.
When will I hear from you again?
You expect to hear from me again?
Well, I mean...
The sergeant will show you out. Through the door immediately behind you. That's right. Superintendent Gray, thanks. Super? James. Give me 10 minutes, will you, sir? It's about this fellow Palmer. You might have a suggestion or two. I'm stumped. Yes, right away.
Well, it's pretty obvious, James. We couldn't prove attempted murder in a court of law against Palmer if we tried for 50 years. And the tenant woman's unsupported story and the way the crash turned out, we'd be laughed out of court. And Palmer could probably sue us into the bargain.
That's the conclusion I came to, sir.
So we come to swindle number one, the Port Kensington affair.
I'll put a couple of men onto it, but the trail's bound to be as cold as ice for this.
Didn't Mrs. Tennant see Palmer going there on January the 16th last year?
Yeah, but he can deny it. And he can give the woman good reasons for lying. And as for the second swindle, Mrs. Pilgrim got her shares, and as far as we're concerned, that lets Palmer out.
It's fantastic, you know, to think we can't put the cuffs on that fellow.
As far as I can see, our only chance of getting the chap is through this business of the death of Tressida Bendigo.
We're not even on strong ground there.
If I could have got hold of Dr. McIndoe, I'd have arrested Palmer when he was in my office 10 minutes ago.
That man's abroad somewhere, isn't he?
McIndoe left here last Tuesday by plane for London, and he won't be back for a month. I could have held Palmer, but I couldn't take the risk on Mrs. Tennant's unsupported story. I couldn't hold him on Dr. McIndoe's unsupported story either. But I think we might get a conviction when I get them both in court together.
Too bad. It really is too bad.
You don't have to tell me, sir. The doctor was called at a certain time. Mrs. Tennant says Palmer was speaking to her on the phone an hour and a half earlier when Tressida Bendigo came down the stairs and was taken ill. But at present, it's her unsupported word against Palmer's. And it wouldn't stand up in court for 5 minutes. I could demolish it myself in 5 minutes. Never mind what a decent barrister could do. Tear it to shreds.
Well, from where I'm sitting, it looks as though you can either wait till Dr. McIndoe gets back. Now look here. I suppose this tenant woman's told you absolutely everything she can about that swindle.
I've been wondering that, too. There's too much doesn't add. It wouldn't surprise me if she could tell us a lot more.
She's pretty jittery, isn't she?
Very.
Why not have another crack at her? She might just let something drop that'd give you a new lead.
I don't suppose it'll do any harm. I'll get her in again and try.
And here's something else I just thought of. This fellow Palmer's as shrewd as a ferret. It sticks out a mile. He must have realized that he's only safe till McIndoe gets back. Unless...
Unless what, Super?
You said yourself you can pin nothing on Palmer till you get McIndoe and Mrs. Tennant together. Between them, they can make the Bendigo business stick. But one is no use to us without the other. Suppose Palmer figured it that way. What would he have to do?
He could scarcely kick a McIndoe from 10,000 miles away.
But Mrs. Tennant's right here. If he wanted to kill her once before, why not now?
Yeah. You most definitely have something there, sir.
I can remember cases where crooks have stuck their necks out through trying to protect themselves. I suggest you bear that in mind.
I'll do that, Super. As a matter of fact, I'll get on to Mrs. Tennant again right now. It might persuade her to tell us a little more.
Good hunting.
So you see the position you're in, Mrs. Tennant.
But do you mean to say that on top of everything else he can't...
Harry Palmer has a month before Dr. McIndoe gets back from abroad. And for that month, I think you'd be wise to watch every step you make when Mr. Palmer's around. It's just possible the fellow might decide to make one more attempt on you.
Oh, this is awful.
I don't want you to worry too much.
That's all very well. But how can I help worrying?
Whose fault is it? That you've anything to worry about at all?
I haven't the faintest idea what you mean.
Look here, Mrs. Tennant. Is there anything you'd like to add to what you've told me about this affair already?
Well, I... Such as what, Inspector?
Something that might give me a better chance of convicting this character Palmer and protecting yourself at the same time.
But I've told you every single thing I can.
Have you?
Of course I have. Everything.
I'm satisfied that Palmer really did try to get rid of you in that car accident. But I'm far from satisfied about your reasons for not coming forward before. Mrs. Tennant, what sort of a hold did Harry Palmer have on you?
Hold on me?
Yes.
Really, Inspector, I don't know what you're talking about.
You see, Mrs. Tennant, everything about this tangle dovetails, except your reasons for not making a complaint against Palmer ages ago. You may as well tell me the whole story now, because I'll find out sooner or later anyway. So come along, out with it. Or it mightn't be so good for you.
I can't tell him about the diary. Jeff and Marcy won't say anything. They've promised to keep the diary themselves, and you mustn't find out. Who else knows besides Palmer? Only Stella Bronson. Oh, I can't let this man find out about it. If I do, I'll be liable as Palmer's accomplice and for blackmail as well. There's surely no way he could find out about it. Is there?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.